Hey, I'm Jim Sear.
And I'm Jocelyn Ewatt.
And you're listening to the Avoiding Chores podcast,
where we talk about a lot of unimportant stuff.
That's right, more like avoiding stuff. So what we should be doing right now... Hey, Jocelyn, what chore are you avoiding tonight?
Well, I'm turning my head to the left and I see a pile of dishes, so that's probably what I'm avoiding right now.
Hey, I'm avoiding laundry tonight.
Yeah, that's a good thing to avoid.
All right, so okay, let's get into the episode here. Let's think about, you know, we see the things about the Samsung 7 where they actually recall that smartphone because it's blowing up. Now we're learning about the fact that they packed the battery too tight. And it made me think about, you know, life before smartphones.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's it doesn't seem like it's that long ago. It seems like it's a long time ago, but it's really not that long ago when you think about it.
Well, it's barely 10 years ago, really, when you think about it.
And not even, right? Because 10 years ago, that was the BlackBerry era. And, you know, it was limited functions. You know, really, the era of everybody having either an iPhone or an Android phone and being able to research everything is... I'd say really the last 5 years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Googling something on your phone is like almost second nature now.
Well, and that's the thing. So before smartphones, you know, you'd get in an argument over which actor had won the Academy Award in 1987, and nobody knew who'd won the argument, right? We'd all argue about it.
Or you're going on IMDb to see who is that actor? I think I know him. What else was he in?
Right, and now you can do it on the fly. But before you'd have to kind of rely on your memory. I mean, the other thing. Think about this. So, what did you do in the bathroom before smartphones?
Everybody. Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, I had FHM, I had Maxim, I had the UK editions.
That's not where I was going. I was going with people would actually take, out of sheer boredom, grab the shampoo bottle and read the ingredients and, you know, how to use it and that kind of stuff, like rinse and repeat.
Well, that's how David Letterman and Jay Leno made a fortune with their little joke books. Do you remember
their
joke books?
Exactly.
That was meant for the bathroom, and there's still a couple floating around now. But yeah, I mean, you use your game. I use my phone now. I play Clash Royale.
Right.
That's what I do. I do a game of Clash Royale, and if I need to do two games, it's... It's a rough day.
Yeah, it's been a bad day. So listen, you know, who took pictures? Can you imagine somebody with their big 35mm reflex camera taking pictures of their minted peas? Well, now people do that with their smartphones all the time, right?
No, nobody took pictures of their food 10 years ago. I mean, or even selfies back then, right?
No, of course, but you know the selfies I get, right? It's okay. You want to record yourself in that moment, and it's an easy way to do it. But the whole taking pictures of food, how did that happen?
Or even better, Jocelyn, remember when we used to put our film, our used up film, put it in a yellow envelope, put it in the mail, and wait a month or two for the pictures to come back?
Right. So, and then you'd go back to whatever the store you used or to Walmart in, you know, towards the end of it, and you come back home and open that envelope and with, you know, with incredible, you know, you just want to see the pictures, and there is your nice roast chicken.
and you're like, why did I take this again? I don't remember.
Yeah, no
kidding. But yet, there's 12 other blurry pictures that I can't use.
So here's a pet peeve of mine. Now that we have smartphones, so you have a smartphone, you know if somebody calls you, you know that they've called you. It shows up on, you know, just your lock screen. It shows up in your history of the phone.
Yep.
So voicemail has become for me now a nuisance. Because if you leave me a voicemail, I actually have to call voicemail to see what you've said. And usually what you've said is, call me back, which I would have done anyways.
Well, I have no idea which buttons I need to press for my voicemail. I know it's I hit 1 and I hit 7. Anything else, I have no idea. Back in the day, 10 years ago, I was like a power-hungry voicemail user. I knew all the menu structures and everything. Now, I have no idea. I even forget my PIN like every 4 months because I just don't use it. Nobody uses voicemail anymore.
Nope. And thankfully, I don't need to enter my PIN. I just use that, you know, that icon at the bottom right of the iPhone screen, and I hit that, and it connects me automatically. Thank God I don't need to enter my PIN because I would be hopelessly lost.
Oh my God!
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And especially with your work now, they're increasing the PIN. So instead of 4, now they're up to 6 digits. I know in my work it's 6 digit PIN. I can't remember. And plus with a 3 month renewal that you can't reuse a password. Oh my God, this is like breaking my mind. By another thing, Johnson, I was just thinking about this. Hey, remember when we used to clip the phone on our belts, like some sort of holster? We were like sharpshooters of the new tech age.
Listen, I'll tell you a little story. Back when I not in the early days of cell phones, because I used to have one of those Motorola bricks, but after it evolved a little bit and got smaller, I still used to carry a pager because, you know, cell phone plans were so expensive. And I was working on the road back then. And anyway, so I carried a pager on my right side, and I carried my little flip phone on the left side. So I was double-fisted technology hanging on my belt. It was just absolutely amazing.
It was crazy. I remember holding my Nokia 101 in my back pocket, like some big oversized Snickers bar in my jeans, right? Oh.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the deal, though. Do you think that you could go back to your life before a smartphone?
No, because I had a smartphone and I had a PDA.
Yeah, remember I had one of those.
Remember Palm
Pilot? Palm Pilot, yeah.
And then you move up to the Windows Mobile with an HP Jordana or whatever it is. I have one. I still got one left here with a big 32 megabyte SD card.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But yeah, I couldn't. I like the fact that I needed like two devices, one to take a call, two to randomly keep a to-do list, like... And Wi-Fi wasn't a thing back then. You couldn't get stuff in Wi-Fi.
No, absolutely not. No, I mean, your PDA was used to really just, you know, record notes and that kind of stuff. Like, it was really pretty basic. I don't think really myself I could go back to my life pre-smartphone. I think it's become an integral part of the way we do things, whether it's business or personal. And, you know, it's ubiquitous and it's here to stay.
All right. Well, I think that will do it for tonight, Jocelyn.
You bet. I think we've run this topic to the ground.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so make sure you guys listening, give us a rating on iTunes or whatever you use to listen to podcasts, and check out previous episodes or other content on avoidingchores.com. Find our Facebook page or follow us on Twitter and just search for Avoiding Chores.